lifted on high. For the next hour, we invite you to come to the throne of grace and pray with your host, Bruce DeBacco. Lift up your prayers of blessing, adoration, petition, intercession, thanksgiving, and praise. Be a part of this special hour of prayer by calling right now, 609-493-TALK. That's 609-493-8255. Bruce is looking forward to praying with you.
Thank you, Cheryl. I certainly am looking forward to praying to all of those that are listening out there and those that have needs and prayer requests or just want to pray with us or have someone in particular you want to pray for. And so we're looking forward to that. And good afternoon, Jim. You're going to tell folks how they can get on the air or get their requests in.
Hello, Bruce. Good to hear your voice again. And yes, we have many ways, friends, today you can let us know what your special prayer requests are. First of all, we did get our text service working again. You know, we had that down last. So we took care of that right away. So that's up and running. You can text or phone in, too, because Cheryl's here to take your phone call, and she'll patch you through here to the studio. Same phone number for both, either call in live or text to 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. You can also email your prayer request in if you'd like. Just go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and on the up on top of the screen there, the word pray, click on that, and you can submit your prayer request that way as well. But again, the text line is open. That is working, and you could also call in live, 609-493-8255.
Thank you, Jim. There for a while, that last time we were on, I thought maybe people didn't like us anymore.
Yeah.
didn't get any texts,
no,
especially as
no.
We got close to the end. We usually
right.
get tons of them. So, folks, let that kind of be a little reminder not to wait until the last few minutes. I know we say we're here to 3, but Jim has a lot of housekeeping work and work that the government says he has to announce, so we don't stay exactly till 2. We kind of get off the air. I get off the air a little bit earlier, so you get them in early. So if you send them in at like 5 of or even 10 of, we're just going to have to push through. So get those requests in early. Okay, I would like to pray for all you who are listening. And so let us pray, and then we're going to pray for our priests. I do hope you're praying for your priests. They've got a pretty big job, and a very big job, and a lot of people under their kind of under shepherds for the Lord. And so let's remember to pray for them. And of course, as Jim has often told us, that the devil is after the priests. If he can knock the shepherd out, he's got the sheep in his hand. So let's remember to pray for them. So let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Holy Father, I ask that you would answer all of those who are listening right now, who call out to you in their day of trouble, for themselves or for a neighbor or friend or family. Please protect them always and send them help from your throne of grace and give them all of the wonderful support that you want to give each one of us. Help us always to keep you on our minds as you always keep us on your mind. And please grant all those who are listening their heart's desire and fulfill all of your plans for them as they strive to do your will and to keep your commands. And we especially ask that, Lord Father, during this Lenten season, that we all start off with a lot of great plans to grow in virtue. And so, Lord, we need your help to do that because we can't on our own. And so, Father, help us to quickly and always shout for joy and over the victory that you give us and the victory you're going to give us and all the answers that we have heard and are going to hear yet. And so we thank you for hearing all of our petitions today. And now, Lord, I want to just bring our priest to you, and I'm sure each one that's listening has a particular priest in mind, and perhaps we're even mentioning their name. So, Father, please fill them all with the knowledge of your will. May they be filled every moment with all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And may they always live a life worthy of you and thus please you in every way. And may all of their labors and ministries bear fruit in every good work. Help them, Lord, to continually grow in the knowledge of you so that they may be strengthened with all the power according to your glorious might. And fill them with great endurance and patience and help them always to be thankful to you, even when perhaps the circumstances around seem quite opposite. So, Lord, them and us, Please rescue us all from the dominion of darkness that surrounds us all the time, and bring us your wonderful light as you always do, and bring us fully into your kingdom of the Son, your Son, and all of your light. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Bruce. And again, friends, we are coming to you live today on this February 20th. And we encourage you, if you have special prayer requests, special prayer intentions, maybe you've promised to pray for someone, maybe there's an urgent need right now and you need prayer, or someone you know needs prayer, now's the time. We'd love to have you call in or text in your prayer request. And it's the same number. If you want to call or text, the number would be 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. The text line is open. The phone line is open. All of our phone lines are open. If you'd like to call in, Cheryl will take your call, and she'll patch it right through here to the studio, pass it along to Bruce, and you can pray with Bruce live over the air right now. You don't have to give your name if you don't want to. You can remain anonymous. But again, we encourage you to give us your prayer requests, 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. Or if you go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, up on the top of the screen, click on the word pray and submit your prayer request. We'll get it as well here in the studio. But again, the phone lines are open. Text line is open, both the same number, 609-493-8255.
Okay, thank you, Jim. We've got a couple of requests here that have come in via the email. And let's bring this first one. Is a really great prayer. They're all great prayers, but this one I think really hit me as it came in earlier this week. It says, please pray for my husband who is in prison to keep him safe and healthy, and that he might return soon to his loving wife. And so we think about that. And, Jim, I remember we first started doing this, and I remember you had a couple of letters from some inmates right there in the prayer in prison. And we sometimes, I think, especially during Lent now, I think we're supposed to remember those that are in prison.
Right.
And so, folks, there's a lot of people in there. And, you know, and I think sometimes we, with all the crime going on, we think those in prison, you know, they're bad people. But God loves all of them, and he wants to give them another chance. So let's pray for this individual, and let's pray for the wife, too, who's keeping, holding down the fort, as it were. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, I come to you in behalf of this gentleman, Lord, that is incarcerated. We don't know exactly where he's incarcerated. That doesn't really know, but you know him. You know why he's there. You know all about him. But most of all, you know his heart at this very moment. You know, Lord, what he's thinking. And Lord, sometimes, I imagine not more than sometimes, a lot of times prison can be a very hostile environment. There can be a lot of abuse and just a lot of difficult things going on, and a lot of chance for personal harm. And so, Lord, and not the best for your health physically either. I don't have no idea what prison food is like, but your exercise is kind of limited, and you're kind of cooped up. And so, Lord, I just pray for his health, and I pray for his safety, Lord. I pray that you would just surround him with your angels. And Lord, if there's a prison boss, as it were, and in his cell block, that every time he sees this gentleman, all he would see is the surrounding guardian angels, and wouldn't get anywhere near him. And please, Lord, bring him out quickly. Let him maybe perhaps get out on good behavior a little bit early. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd help turn his life around, that he'd never find himself in this circumstance again, that during this time it would be a productive time for him to reflect on the mistakes that he made and how he's going to correct them when he gets out. And, Lord, I do pray for his wife. I'm sure she must be every moment just worried sick over what's happening to her husband. We all hear and think about and see in movies and TV the horrible things that can go on in prison. And so I'm sure she must be terrified. But she's putting her hope in you, because she's coming to your throne of grace and asking for your protection and aid. And I do pray that you'd help her. help her as she has to keep down the home fires burning. And Lord, I don't know whether there's a family, whether there's children or whatever there is. She's now the sole authority there, the sole parent in this situation. So I do pray that you would help her, that you'd surround her with people who understand. And Lord, I know that it can be very easy for someone whose spouse is in prison for you to come under a suspicion, for people to look askew at you and perhaps even look down and think there's something wrong with you. And so I pray that that would not happen with her. I pray you'd surround her with good, supportive people. And Lord, I just pray that it won't be very long. Then we'll be getting a praise from this family. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, we are coming to you live right now. Come to the Throne with Bruce DeBacco, and we are encouraging you to call in or text in or email in any special prayer requests that you might have. Perhaps you've promised to pray for someone, or you know of someone who is in need of a prayer, urgent prayer. Now's a good time. Now's the only time between now and the next Tuesday of the first of the month. To do that live with Bruce, and you can do that by texting or calling, same number, 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. You can call or text. If you call, Cheryl will take your call, and she'll patch you through. Or you can just tell her what your prayer request is. She'll write it down and pass it along. Or you can text 609-493-8255. 8255, or if you want to email, go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, domesticchurchmedia.org, and up at the top of the screen, you can click on the word pray and then submit your prayer request that way. Or if you have our free Domestic Church Media mobile app, you pull it up on your phone or your tablet. In the upper left-hand corner, there's these four little squares. You hit that, and then you can scroll down about halfway through. It says prayer requests. Click on that, and you can submit your prayer request that way as well. But again, the phone lines are all open, so now is the best time to call, 609-493-8255.
Okay, I have a prayer request, and one we get quite often, but this one has a little addition to it. Praying for families, and we know that there's kind of an attack on families. The old devil and society today seems to pay little regard to families. And so we know that that's the very foundation of our society. And it always has been since the very beginning. Matter of fact, right, Jim? The very first couple ended up being a family.
That's right.
And actually, we are a family with God. And so we need to pray for that. But this person is also praying, ask us to pray for our country. And we all could list a huge thing, a list of things that we could pray for our country. But let's just pray as the Holy Spirit leads. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I come to you on behalf of this individual who's praying in general. They're not even asking for their own family, but all families. That you would just be that protective shield around our families for all the assaults upon the family from society and social media, television and movies, sometimes the schools seem to almost purposely try to break the families up. And there's just so much going on, Lord, and we do pray against all those influences that have little regard and value of a family. Because we know that the devil's behind it all, Lord. We know that we don't fight against schools or political systems. We fight against the enemy. Now, your word tells us that our enemy is not flesh and blood, but the spirit of evil and Satan that's behind that, motivating these people. So please protect all families, Lord. Keep them safe. And, Lord, we know in our economic situation sometimes they're under great financial strain. And then, of course, there's always the temptation and the distractions and all the different so-called, you know, acceptable practices of sports and all kinds of things that can kind of like pull the family apart from spending some quality time together. So we do pray for families that, Lord, you would intervene and be the champion. And we know, Lord, that we pray for St. Joseph's prayers for our family and just that you would just pray and you would help them. And Lord, I do come up before you, before our nation. Our nation has many ills, many of which we have brought upon ourselves, and the great and horrible sin of abortion, and all the other things that just that our country and our society has just turned their back on different moral issues. And so, Lord, we just pray for your mercy and your grace. And Lord, around the world, we just hear that it seems like a ticking time bomb ready to go off. And we know that only you can protect us. Only you can stop that ticking. Only you can pull the fuse out of that bomb. And that, Father, for all of the hot spots around the world, that conflict just seems to escalate. We pray for the soothing balm of your Holy Spirit. That, Lord, even those that give you no credit at all, who don't acknowledge you or even curse you, we know that you can influence their thoughts. That through your divine providence, you can even influence circumstances and events around them to help them to make the right decisions. So, Lord, I just pray that you would bring some real healing to our country and protection for our country. And that, Lord, you would just somehow allow your Holy Spirit to sweep across our nation once again and bring back a great revival, a great turning, a great returning to you. Lord, because we know without you, there's not a bit of hope. And so, Lord, all we have to do is look around our neighborhood, walk down our streets, and we see people that we look in their face and see there's no hope. There's no joy. There's definitely no praise for you. There's no direction. They're lost and wandering, Lord. So please, for all of those, and our nation is made up of people. So please bless your people by sending your Spirit in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, we are coming to you live right now on this February 20th at 2:17 Eastern Time. So if you have any special prayer requests that you would like Bruce to pray for, now is the time to give us a call. 609-493-8255. You can also text your prayer request to that same number, 609-493-8255, or email by going to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org. On the top of the screen, click on the word pray, and you could submit your prayer that request. Or if you have our free Domestic Church Media mobile app, in the upper left-hand corner of the app, the four little squares, click on that, and you can then get a little drop-down menu. And about halfway down, it says prayer requests. Click on that. Submit it that way as well. But the phone lines are all open. We'd love to talk with you. 609-493-8255, or text to that same number, 609-493-8255. And I know the text is working, Bruce. We just got one.
Oh, good.
Here's a prayer request I don't ever recall having ever gotten. And it's a serious situation these days, I guess. This person says, please pray that porch pirates change their ways and stop stealing packages everywhere. And may the porch pirates who stole my packages have a change of heart and return my packages that they stole.
Wow. Wow. And you know what this tells me, Jim? That this tells me this is exactly what God wants us to do. Come to him. There's nothing too small to come to him, like the return of our packages, which whatever's important to us is important to God.
Right.
And so I thank you for that one. And I guess they are kind of, it just seems like there's new ways of crime every day.
I guess there is, yeah.
Just terrible. I know there was a person up here that has one of those doorbell things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, somebody came up in the middle of the night and they had forgotten something outside and the guy was rummaging around and they fortunately were able to wake up and the guy took off before he got anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's pray for the porch pirates.
Yep.
All right. Armady. Okay. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I come to you with this different prayer request, but a very serious one. We know this is another form of crime. It's another form of robbery. It's another form of kind of invading our privacy, invading when things like this happen. It really shakes people. It shakes us because somebody just like invaded our space and kind of like violated us and robbed us. And somebody was probably waiting for this package. I don't know how important it might have been, but whatever it is, this person just simply stole it. And Lord, I know that, Lord, you are concerned about even a package. Even no matter how small that package was, or maybe it was how invaluable it was, or how precious it was, you are concerned because this person is concerned and they're coming to you. So, Lord, I do pray whoever stole that package, that you would impress upon their hearts that it was a wrong thing to do. Perhaps when they open it, it might bring conviction to them that this was a wrong thing to do, and they might find some way of sneaking back and putting the package back and rewrapping it or whatever. So, Lord, and I do pray against this form of crime, this form of sin, Lord, that all of those who thrive on just the stealing other people's things, and we know, we read about how shoplifting now is just destroying whole businesses. And so there's, Lord, again, there are people who are lost, people who don't know you, people who just live with no morality, with no sense of right or wrong. And we know that's exactly what your word told us, that there would come a time before you come back where right becomes wrong and wrong becomes right, and there's lawlessness, and that's what we're seeing. And we know, once again, it's not the porch pirate themselves, it's the enemy who's behind their motives, who has tricked them, who has blinded them, who has caused them to just have disregard for anybody else but themselves. So, Lord, all crime, Lord, and these are relatively minor crimes as opposed to the horrible ones that inflict horrible pain or murder or just all kinds of things on people's physical body. So, Lord, I just pray against this, and I do pray against this wave of porch pirates. And especially wherever that package is, Lord, I pray that somehow, through your divine providence, it would make it back to the right owner. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, this is Come to the Throne with Bruce DeBacco, and we are coming to you live right now on this February 20th at 2:22 on the 20th of February. A lot of twos there, 2 and 20 and 2:22.
Yeah, it certainly is. Just wait till the 22nd.
That's right. So we encourage you to give us a call if you have a special prayer request or a need that you have. Give us a call at 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. You can also text your prayer request to that same number, 609-493-8255. And we did receive another text here, Bruce.
Okay.
You've been praying for this person's cousin, whose name is Mary, who had a bone marrow transplant. And now Wednesday she's having on her, I guess her artery, it's called an endarterectomy. Forgive me for my medical mispronunciation. It's a fancy name for scraping out the calcium from the artery. So we're going to pray for Mary. And also,
that's this Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're also
tomorrow
praying for Lois, who is 87 years old, having heart trouble and a procedure to put the rhythm back to normal and out of, just back to normal.
Yeah, there's a name for that, but I can't remember what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's just write that down.
Lois, 87, and Mary.
Mary, okay, for a calcium thing that we can't pronounce. But the Lord knows what it is. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, I come on behalf of this person's cousin, Mary. Lord, I thank you that she was able to get this bone marrow transplant, I believe, and that, Lord, now there's another procedure of with a big, long name that I get the idea that calcium is built up in her arteries and that needs to be removed. And Lord, any kind of operation like that is serious. Anytime anybody does anything to us, it's serious. But we know that she's in your hands. And we pray for all the doctors and the technicians and all of those in attendance that'll be helping. Lord, that you would just guide their hands and their minds, and that everything would work out well, and that it would go exactly what it was, and all this would be removed. And Lord, I do pray for whatever this, that this bone marrow transplant would work, that Lord, you would just help Mary as she, I'm sure that this is one more thing now she has to, one more hurdle, one more thing she has to go through, and how discouraging it can be when you think, okay, I'm on my way, and then there's something else that has to be done. So, Lord, I do pray that you would just strengthen her. Again, I pray that you would surround her with the family and friends that could support her during this time, and just supply whatever physical help she might need during this time, Lord. But most of all, I pray that she would sense your nearness, that she would sense that you're right there with her, and that you're not going to leave her, that you're going to be holding her hand throughout this whole thing. And if need be, you're just going to pick her right up, spiritually speaking, and just hold her close to you like a little lamb, as we read about the good shepherd and the psalm of the shepherd taking care of the lambs, that you would just hold her right close to your chest. And then, Lord, I pray for Lois. I thank you for her at 87. Lord, I pray that you would help this procedure to get that electronic beat, that pulse that keeps the heart running, back in proper sync. And I know there's a name for that too, Lord, but that kind of like goes off my mind. But it doesn't matter. You know what these things are. You're the one that gave people wisdom and the ability to do these wonderful things. And so, Lord, I lift up to you Lois. And Lord, I pray that you would encourage her heart. And I'm sure there's some fear with it. I know a dear, dear friend of mine who was in her 90s had to have this done, and she was very upset and fearful. So if Lois is a little fearful, I pray that she would hold your hand very tightly, that she would not be afraid of letting you know and asking you to calm her heart. And so, Lord, I just bring her before your throne of grace, and Mary too, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, again, you can give us a call. The phone lines are all open, 609-493-8255. And when you call, you'll get the lovely Cheryl, and she'll take your prayer request and patch you through. You don't have to give your name if you don't want it. You can remain anonymous or just want to give her the information. She'll pass it along to us. But the number again is 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. You can text to that same number, 609-493-8255, and we'll get that right away here, and I can pass it along to Bruce. Okay. Or if you'd like to email, go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and on the top of the screen, just click on the word pray, and you could submit your prayer request that way. Well, we did get a prayer request, Bruce, a grandparent has texted and asked for prayers for their granddaughter who needs guidance.
Okay. That's a great one. For granddaughter. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for this grandparent asking for a granddaughter, Lord, that needs some guidance. Lord, we thank you for grandparents, because they're the ones that are the great prayers. Sometimes mom and dad are just so busy trying to keep everything in order that they don't have as much time to pray, but I know their prayers are powerful too. But grandparents seem to have extra powerful time and just a desire to see things work out. And here's a young lady, Lord, I'm assuming she's obviously younger than grandparents. That might be a woman, might be a child, might be a teenager, I don't know. But it's someone who needs your guidance. And Lord, that's your specialty. You love to guide people. If they will just turn to you, and you will never fail them. And so, Lord, I pray first of all that this granddaughter would sense that she has a need to be guided. That she would sense that the way she's going needs some tweaking, perhaps, or maybe some major revision. Maybe she needs to totally turn direction and go somewhere else. Maybe it's a big decision. I don't really know, Lord, but I do pray that you would just help her, that you would send your Holy Spirit to her, Lord, and that you would just guide and direct what she needs to do. And that, Lord, if she's, even if she perhaps doesn't know you, or maybe if she's a teenager perhaps, or someone who is just not even listening to you, that, Lord, somehow through your divine providence, you would show her need, and that you would open up doors for her and show her that there's a door that's open and there's one that's closed, and that you would just guide her in the right path. For, Lord, you alone know what's best for this woman. You alone know what the future holds and what the future could hold one way or the other. And so, Lord, I do pray that you would just intercede, as it were, into this life. And if she's in a point of maybe making some really poor decisions, I pray you'd protect her from those as well. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, Bruce, thank you. And again, friends, we are coming to you live on this February 20th, so you can give us a call or text 609-493-8255 if you have a special prayer request. Maybe you've promised someone you'd say some prayers, or someone has asked you for their prayers. You can share them, not just with Bruce. You know, I was mentioning earlier, we mentioned earlier on this program that, and throughout the time we've been doing this, that we're not only praying just here in our local area, but our signal is going around the world and all the various platforms that we use. And with close to 3,000 downloads of our free mobile app, people can be listening anywhere in the world and praying for you. So wonderful prayer opportunity here, my friends. Give us a call, 609-493-8255, or text, same number, 609-493-8255. And we did receive another prayer request, Bruce, via text. Please pray that my depression will get better, and also please pray for sick family members who are suffering.
Okay, sick family members as well. Okay, just jotting all that down. Mm-hmm. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, I come to you on behalf of this individual, an individual that you know and is very special to you, Lord, because anyone who calls to you, anyone who takes the time to bow the knee, to bow the head, to fold the hands, as it were, to get in whatever prayer posture they like. They could be walking down the street. But anyone that turns their face to you, your word tells us that you turn to them too, and they're special, that you love them, and you want to hear from them. And so, Lord, here's someone who is fighting with that terrible, terrible darkness of depression. We know that that is so debilitating. We know that it can really grab a hold of us, and unless we get some help from you, or you get some, you help them to find some professional help, it's one of those things that's like a spiral that just keeps going down and down and getting worse and worse. So Lord, this person at least knows that they need some help. They know they're depressed. So Lord, I pray first of all that you would just touch them right now, that you would just help them to feel you lifting this darkness from them, and that you lift it enough that then they can hear your words of guidance and direction, and that you might direct them to someone who can help them. Lord, I know sometimes we think, well, we don't need any counseling or anything like that, but what will people say, whatever, but we know that that's not the truth. People understand, and if they don't, it really doesn't matter as long as we're doing what you want us to do. So, Lord, I pray that you'd get this person some help and that you would help them personally, give them understanding of the tools and things they could be doing to help out to overcome this, Lord. But most of all, I pray that you'd send someone into their life that would walk with them and help them. And sometimes that's all we need is another person to walk a few steps with us as we go through that time. And then, Lord, for the family members who are ill and are suffering, Lord, I know that you are the answer to that as well. It breaks your heart to see us suffer, but hey, that happens. And we can turn to you in those times. And sometimes you just will carry us. You'll hold our hand. Sometimes you'll take that suffering away, and other times you'll give us the grace to bear it, because it's for a particular purpose or reason. And when those times happen, Lord, we can't think of any possible reason why we'd have to endure suffering. But it could be in those times when we learn to grow closer to you, in those times when we just have throw ourselves totally on you because there's no help for us. But Lord, I do pray for a miracle here. I pray that you would just bless these family members and bring health back to this household. And we'll just thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, again, we are coming to you live here for another 20 minutes or so. So now is the time to give us a call or a text, 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. 443-8255. And Bruce, we did have someone call anonymously.
Okay.
And she's struggling with insomnia, and body aches and pains are keeping her awake at night.
Wow. Okay. That is aches and pain. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. I can relate to what they can pain.
Yeah, right.
Not this bad. Okay. Let's just pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I come to you with this person who's suffering from insomnia, Lord. And there's been quite a few nights, Lord, when I know what it's like to wake up in the middle of the night and you just can't get back to sleep. But, Lord, this is something different. This is something that sounds like it's been an ongoing thing. And that, on top of that, she's got some aches and soreness and pain that make it really difficult or probably to get comfortable enough to actually fall asleep. And if she does fall asleep, if she moves at all, or he, whoever this is, this anonymous, that they can't get back to sleep, and it keeps them from, it wakes them up. So, Lord, I do pray that you'd bring a solution there. Whatever it is, Lord, I'm not a counselor, and I don't know what might be behind this insomnia. It might be a physiological thing, Lord, but I pray that you would either you would just divinely touch this person and give them sleep. Your word says in the Psalms that we can come to you and we sleep in peace. We can lay our head down and we'll be at peace. And so I do pray that you would help this person that tonight just have them just to go into a deep sleep and stay there as a sign and that you are there. Just let them know that you're there for that. And then, Lord, for some long-term help, Lord, I pray that you would direct them to the sleep centers and places that could help them. And then if there's some physical problem that's causing these pains and aches, that you might be able to touch those as well or direct them, Lord. Because we know that sometimes you just simply say the word as it is, reach down with your divine finger and touch someone. And there's other times that you use human help, that people you've given the ability and the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to help us in our problems. You give us skilled surgeons, and you give us counselors, and you give us all kinds of things that we know that ultimately all that wisdom and help comes from you. And when we divinely, through divine providence, just happen to turn the page and see an advertisement exactly what we're looking for, or a friend comes and says, you know, I've been doing this, and this has helped. So, Lord, I pray for your intervention in this anonymous situation, and just right now, well, maybe not right now, they might be at work, but tonight, give them that sleep, that rest that can be in you with contentment and calm and inner peace, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And while you were praying there, Bruce, Cheryl forwarded me a couple of things that St. Peter Damian is a patron saint against insomnia.
Oh, there you go.
So there's a good saint to pray to. Also, mm-hmm. St. Joseph. Tradition tells us that he was held in his last hours by Jesus himself. So,
oh, well, there you go. A
couple of good saints to pray to as well. For little
St. Joseph's Day is coming up, too,
that's
right?
Right. That's yeah. Right, March 19th. A little extra help in that one.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a request from someone who asked to pray for John, who is recovering from liver and kidney transplant.
Wow. Okay. That's two biggies.
Mm-hmm, right.
Mm-hmm. I had an aunt that had that, and my dad was waiting for a kidney.
Wow.
And so let's pray for John. Lord, I come to you, and first of all, I just want to thank you that you've given men and women and research people the ability and knowledge to be able to even attempt such a thing, and that you've allowed us to know how to match up people with the right kidneys and the right liver, that, Lord, that this kind of thing to me is like a miracle in itself that it can even be done. And, Lord, I know so many people that have kidney transplants and that their life goes on, and otherwise it wouldn't. We can't live without a liver. We can't live without a kidney, or at least both of them going. And so, Lord, I do pray that you would just help John recover, that you'd bring him back to normal life once again. And I do pray that I know the big danger is rejection, And I know there's a lot of different kind of drugs and anti-rejection drugs that they have to take. And so I do pray that they would not be a bad reaction to those. And I pray that financially these would be able to be purchased, because I know they're incredibly expensive. And so, Lord, I just ask that you would just help John, give him a real comfort and a peace. And that, I don't know whether this just happened recently or it's been something that's going on, but right now you would just wrap your arms around him and bring healing to his body. And again, Lord, if these part of this kidney, part of that liver or the kidney itself was a donation, I pray for those that have donated that and for the utter kindness that people have, even those that perhaps donate it after they die. It's a wonderful thing, and I thank you for that, as it gives life, because you are the giver of life. And Lord, I pray that John would just be filled with gratitude and praise to you for this operation and this wonderful ability that you've given men and women to be able to give us new parts. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen, friends. And again, we're here for another 10 minutes or so. So now's the time. If you have a special prayer request you'd like Bruce to pray for, you can either text or call, same number, 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. Or if you'd like, you can email your prayer request by going to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org. And up at the top of the screen, you can click on the word pray, and you can submit your prayer request that way. But again, the phone lines are all open. Text line is open, okay. 609-493-8255. And we did get a response. Yes, John is 36 years old, and he had the liver kidney transplant last night.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So, okay, well, let's keep that an active prayer. And I do have a couple prayer requests that came in.
Sure.
So how about if we hit that? One came in right before the show.
Yep.
And they're asking for guidance of the Holy Spirit in making medical decisions for family members. Okay, so let's pray for that one. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the gift of your Spirit, that you can give us wisdom and discernment and understanding. And that, Lord, when we have decisions to make, we can come to you. Lord, forgive us for the times when we try to make the decision ourselves first before we go to you. And whenever we do that, it always seems that we're coming around asking you to fix up the decision we made. So, Lord, I just pray that you'd give this person a great filling of your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that they know that your Holy Spirit is the one that will guide them into all truth. Just as your word told us, just as you said, Jesus, your Spirit will guide us into all truth. And so this person needs some real help in making probably some very tough decisions, medical decisions for their family. Obviously, they're in that position of responsibility that they have to do that. So, Lord, I pray that you'd keep the enemy from filling them with doubt, and that you'd make your guidance very clear, and that they could really understand that it's from you, and that you would just, again, you know, Lord, you know how I love to depend on divine providence, that you would providentially bring some confirmation into their lives about the decision, or even help them through that to make that decision for that family member or members. So, Lord, I just thank you for that. And then, Lord, I do have one while we still have some time. I want to make sure we get this one in well. A mom is calling in for a son who's in a very, very difficult work situation. They've kind of lost hope and lost a desire to stay there, but there's nothing really else in them. And they're just finding themselves, in as mom says, in a very bad way. And so let's pray for this son. I don't know how old they are. I don't know if they have a family or whatever, but let's just pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I pray for this individual, whoever it might be. I pray, Lord, that you would help them, first of all, to just sense the infilling of your Holy Spirit, to ask for it, to just ask you to come and calm their heart. for Lord, and when we get in a difficult circumstance, it's unpleasant, and sometimes it just rattles us, and we don't think clearly, we don't make clear decisions. I don't know if that's the case or not, Lord, but I do know that the old enemy loves to get in and needle us when we're in a bad situation, trying to make it worse. So I pray that as this person and as mom is praying for this person, that they would rest in you, that they would, Lord, and again, I don't know what the situation is, but I do pray that you would bring some resolution. Maybe it's a fellow coworker or a boss or the job itself. I don't really know. Or maybe they have a really tough assignment that they're having difficulty through. Or maybe they've missed a ball, dropped a ball on something. I don't know. But Lord, I do pray that your Holy Spirit would just drench this individual. Again, Lord, whether he's young, old, or middle-aged, that you would just help them in this difficult time. Surround them with people that understand and supportive. And Lord, I pray you'd keep the old devil out, because we know that the devil has this way of sending people to our lives that just make things worse by, yeah, you're right, yeah, you deserve this, or you should be angry, or whatever. And we know that that is just all of the enemy, because your Holy Spirit and the people you send do just the opposite. So might you calm the waters in this difficult time, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, just a few minutes left here, so take advantage of this opportunity. You know, Bruce is here with Come to the Throne every first and third Tuesdays of the month, so he won't be back until the first Tuesday of March. So now's the time. If you have a special or urgent prayer request, please text it right now or call 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255, or email, go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and on the top of the screen, you can click on the word pray and submit your prayer request that way. Or if you have our free mobile app, just pull that up on your phone or tablet, and in the upper left-hand corner, you see those four squares, just tap that, and a little drop-down menu appears. About halfway down, you see prayer requests, tap on that, and you can type out your prayer request that way as well. 609-493-8255. Bruce, we have a request to please pray for young people who are dabbling in the occult.
Wow. We can certainly do that. And I think that there's probably a whole lot more out there doing that than we realize. When I walked through Walmart, now that we're old, Jim, all the AARP stuff says you should do puzzles, so get a crossword book. So
yeah, right.
We were looking for a crossword book, and as I walked by, there was something about witches have good lives, or witches have something. And I said, what?
Wow.
You know, and it's right there with all the kids' books.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, just making that. And those are the things that get people involved.
Absolutely.
Ouija boards and just you know, the old devil promises us all kinds of power and success and everything. But, my friends, there's a terrible price to pay for that. And most of the time, he doesn't make good on his promise anyway. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, I come to you on behalf of all of the young people out there that are flocking to this. Lord, we know it's a sign that they're spiritual people and they have a hunger for spiritual things that they don't even realize, and they look at this as a way. They look at this as some powerful thing that's going to help them, or just something that's fun, and they don't realize. And how many young people get sucked into this as a game or some movie or something, and they think it's cool and everything. And Lord, and we know that once the enemy gets a hook in you, he doesn't let go. And Lord, I know that just hanging around people who are into the occult can leave such a scar upon a young person's life, even if they don't do into the practices at all, but it can haunt them for a very, very long time, and it leaves a connection, it leaves a foothold for the devil to come in and work. And I know most people listening even now think that this guy's off the wall, but Lord, I just had a conversation with a new convert she's in about 66, 67, and it was like, you know, do people believe in the devil? You know, it's like, and we know that he goes through the occult, and there's horrible wickedness and power in that. So deliver our ones. We pray against the power of the enemy with our young people, whether it's directly through the occult or through this evil wickedness that's encouraged throughout the media and social media, and just the foul stuff that our kids can come in contact with. And Lord, they need your protection. And you're very clear that we need to protect our children, because if we cause one of those little ones to fail, you had some nasty words about millstones in deep water. So Lord, protect our children and help us to be praying constantly for a shield, a hedge to be built around our kids for the occult and all of the enemy's power. And we're just going to thank you for what you're going to do. If we keep faithful, we know that you will as well. In Jesus' name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, Bruce, we have about 2 minutes left. I don't have any more prayer requests here in front of me. We want to thank everybody who did write in, call in.
Yes, we did.
And email in. We appreciate that. Bruce will be back in a couple of weeks on the first Tuesday in March.
Right.
Which is probably only 2 weeks from today. So we only have 29 days in February.
Well, actually, February's got an extra day this year, right?
An extra day, 29th. Yeah, that's right. But so it'll be here before you know it. But in the meantime, friends, when you go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and you submit a prayer request, we get that here at the station right away. But Bruce also gets it right away.
That's
and
right. He's right not on my
just,
cell phone.
Not just praying for you on first Tuesdays and Thursday, first and third Tuesdays, but anytime you send in a prayer request, you get it, Bruce. And I know you and Linda do take it to prayer.
And you know, Jim, the instant I get it, you know, no matter where I am, I'll stop and at least say a brief prayer, you know, so that we always pray. And then, of course, I pray more for it at a time when I can be calm.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as we get it, I say, hey, Linda, look at this. Here's someone we'd like, for instance, that woman whose husband was in the prison. We've been praying for that for a while.
Wonderful.
And so it's a great thing. And, you know, just folks, look at this hour as an old-fashioned prayer meeting that you can join in. You can bring your prayer requests. You can pray for other people. And God, you know, just will fill us with joy because we can pray for others.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate all you do for us here, Bruce and friends. We appreciate you and appreciate and ask you, please, to pray for us here. You know, I mentioned Cheryl and I try to attend these monthly deliverance prayer sessions on YouTube with Monsignor Stephen Rossetti from the CatholicExorcism.org. And before he even begins the deliverance sessions, he prays for protection.
Absolutely.
Because we know that Satan does not want any part of this, and
right.
He hates
absolutely.
It.
Now, I know the ones that I get involved in, the ones that our son is involved in, when any of the sessions that he and his team lead, the first thing they pray, they just bind the power of the enemy that there'll be no outbursts.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the devil can make people go crazy and horrible things can happen.
Yes.
So you really need protection, and the devil is not somebody to fool with, but we have power over him. But we need to realize that he also is a very powerful and tricky person.
And especially that, in this time of this season of Lent, Sunday's gospel was a great example of that, how we even went and tried to tempt our Lord. So he's going to come after us, but we have the power. And in fact, on my program, I'm going to talk about that. So,
all
Bruce,
right, Jim.
Thank you. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
God bless you.
All
righty, folks. Bye-bye.